Welcome to A Legacy of Faith, the podcast designed to help your family survive the day, plan for tomorrow, and always keep an eye on eternity. Welcome to the 53rd episode of our program. We're thankful that you have joined us, and we are grateful for the feedback that we've been receiving lately through downloads and shares on social media and other things. For that, we are so very thankful. We hope the podcast continues to encourage your family and help you as you seek to walk with Jesus Christ. We have been blessed the last couple of programs with guests. But I guess you could say this week is unblessed because it's just me. This is going to be a little bit shorter program. Most of you are familiar with our website, not just our podcast, but everything that goes along with A Legacy of Faith. And you may know that some time ago, we began making our Fridays just a little bit different. Sometimes we release a podcast, such as this week. Sometimes we, on our website, release a short video or an image that people can share on social media and other things. But we have been enjoying releasing podcasts from time to time, but they are usually of some length because we have a guest. Today's going to be kind of a mixture. I thought about releasing today's content as more of a video, but I thought it might be just a little bit too long for a Periscope that was recorded. And so I thought I'll release as a podcast, but it will be much shorter than our usual podcast. I hope that all makes sense. And if not, well, I just wasted a minute of your life, and for that I'm sorry. Today I want to issue a family challenge to you. That doesn't mean a challenge from our family to yours. It means a challenge for your family, something that you can challenge your family to do. It's something we are striving to do this year, and I thought it would be helpful to you, something just to give you some encouragement and a challenge. Maybe something you want to do over the summer. Maybe something you want to do with your family Bible time or your family devotionals, whatever you like to call them. And the idea for this particular challenge came from Lads to Leaders. We are involved in Lads to Leaders here at the 9th Avenue Church of Christ. Our family enjoys various events. Our children are really excited. When we got finished with the 2016 convention, we came home and they had all kinds of ideas of things they wanted to do. And so we sat down as a family and began to lay out a plan for them to be involved in several events, because if you're not familiar with Lads to Leaders, some of the events are things you can simply do at home or in your home congregation throughout the course of the year and then be recognized for them at the convention, which is always held on Easter weekend the following year. So this time it'll be in April of 2017. Some of the events, for example, include simply reading through the Bible or reading through the New Testament. I'm proud to say our children are working on that. They're enjoying reading the New Testament for themselves, and we're excited about them doing that. There are other events such as year-round song leading, where they simply, our son, for example, has led three or four songs already in various groups, various settings, and is trying to improve his song leading in that way. And he will be recognized for the number of times he leads songs throughout the year. Those are just some examples of things that are done throughout the year. And one of those particular events, we call it a year-round event, is called Centurion of Scripture. Of course, a centurion in Roman days was one who led 100 soldiers, or was the head of 100 soldiers. And the idea behind this particular event is that you become a master of 100 Bible verses, a centurion of Scripture. We love this event. This is something we have been doing with our children for a couple of years now. And a couple of years ago, Lads to Leaders changed one of the rules for this event. And as a parent of small children, I am very thankful for it. There are three levels of this event. And by the way, if all this is confusing, you can go to the Lads to Leaders website. We'll link to both the website as well as the rule book where you can see all this. Maybe reading it will help you understand it better. We'll link to that in the show notes for this episode. And those show notes can be found at fawnfamily.com/pod53. But anyway, a few years ago it was to where if you wanted the lowest level of Centurion of Scripture, you had to memorize 100 verses, of course, but you had to do it in 10 settings of 10. In other words, you had to memorize 10 verses at a time. Now, for some of us who are adults listening to this podcast, we think, you know, that's a little bit of work, but, you know, give me a few moments and surely I can memorize 10 verses and say them. And small children can too, but it is very much a challenge. And sometimes, especially for smaller children, it can become so frustrating to try to get all 10 verses correct that they just give up or become very frustrated. And so a couple of years ago or so, Lads to Leaders changed that event to where it's still 100 verses, but all a child has to do is say them one verse at a time. So in other words, 100 settings, of one. Or they can do more than that. They could say two or three at a time. For example, last year, we tried to emphasize with our children some verses from the book of Matthew, and we emphasized a couple of times verses that go together. Enter by the narrow gate, for broad is the way. That passage covers two verses, Matthew 7, verses 13 and 14. So we put those together. But all they have to do is one verse at a time, so long as they state 100 verses. That leads to this family challenge. In 2016-17, the last two readers' Bible Bowl books are Ruth, Esther, and Job. And our young people enjoy trying to do the Bible Bowl, looking at those books and studying them and trying to answer questions about them. And of those three, of course, the Old Testament book of Ruth is the shortest book of those three. Four chapters in length, just 85 verses long. And the reason I know that is because when we began talking about some events for them to do this year, they wanted to do Centurion of Scripture, and they wanted to do Bible Bowl. And I looked at Ruth and knew it was four chapters, but I never had just added up the verses and very quickly looked and realized it was 85. Obviously, 85 is not quite 100. But I told our children, and they accepted and they agreed and they're working on it. What if we worked on memorizing the entire book of Ruth? Now, of course, when they do that, they'll be 15 verses short, and we will fill in 15 verses from elsewhere in the Bible. But what a wonderful thing that they are trying to do. I don't say it to brag. I say it because I'm very proud of them. They are really excited about this. They're working hard on it. And again, they only have to do one verse at a time. As I'm recording this, a few days before it's released, they have memorized five verses. That's all they've done so far is five verses. But it's because we have not been working on it all that strongly, all that deeply. They're doing some other things right now. But I'm so excited about them working through this book, not just so they can do well in the Bible Bowl, and also not just because they can say, well, I memorized 100 verses and I'm going to get a trophy or a medal or whatever. I think it's a trophy that they get for Centurion of Scripture. But it's simply because how many children, frankly, how many adults can say they've taken the time to memorize every verse of a book of the Bible? That's the challenge I want to give you today on this week's podcast or on this Times podcast. It doesn't have to be a long book of the Bible. You may have noticed that I mentioned that last year we memorized some verses from the book of Matthew. We weren't about to try to memorize all 28 chapters of the book of Matthew in one year. It'd be a great challenge, and it's something that's fantastic to do, but we worked on just some specific verses we wanted them to know from that book, some very foundational principles, some things from the Sermon on the Mount, for example, were very heavily emphasized in our children's memory work. But when I found out that Ruth was one of the books, just 85 verses, they can do that. You may not want to do a story. The book of Ruth basically is a story or account. Maybe it's a book like Philippians, which is it's four chapters, but there's more verses. I believe it's a little bit over 100, 106 or 107. Maybe it's the little book of James, sometimes called the Christian Handbook. It's five chapters, but all of the chapters are very brief. It's about 100 verses or so. Maybe it's one of the very short books. Maybe you want to start very simply and do something like 2 John or 3 John, those books that only have, you know, 15 verses or so total in the entire book. That would be a great way to start, especially if you have smaller children, very small children, because you can look at them and say, you have memorized an entire book of the Bible. I think it's a great challenge. I think it's something every family can do. Maybe you're looking for something to do in your family Bible time and you're kind of in a little bit of a rut. Take some time and just memorize a verse together or two verses together. Do that, by the way, for 1 month. Maybe you do your family Bible time, let's just say, three times a week. Maybe you do, for example, Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday, kind of every other day, sort of. All right? Those three times a week, two verses apiece, that's six verses, and there's usually 4 weeks in a month, you just memorize 24, maybe 25 verses as a family. That's a great way to spend a month, is it not? And then maybe your children have trouble memorizing. Some children do. That's common. But if you do it as a family, they're more likely to work with it. They're more likely to stick with it, to memorize it with you, because daddy's also memorizing that verse, or mommy's also memorizing that verse. We're all working on that verse together, and we're all going to say it together. We're all going to maybe make up a little song and sing it together. We always try to emphasize Centurion of Scripture, memorizing Bible verses, and we think it's a very important thing. But this is just a way to challenge you and your family to take that sort of to another level, even though you're memorizing the same amount of verses. Find a book of the Bible you want to emphasize. Maybe it's one that you want to study as a family for your family Bible time for a lengthy period of time. Maybe you want to study, for example, the book of Philippians for quite some time. Maybe your children are a little bit older, teenagers, and you want to take some time to really dig down into the book of Philippians and see what all is there. But also, sort of as a secondary thing, why not memorize it? So, you know, this next week we're going to study Philippians chapter, I'm just making this up, of course, chapter 2, verses 5 through 9, and I want you to have it memorized before we study it. I think most children can memorize those 4 or 5 verses over the course of a week, don't you? And I think you can as well. And so again, this week's podcast is a little bit shorter. I just wanted to come on this week, encourage you, give you that challenge. It's not a new idea, obviously, but it's one that we are trying, and it's going to be slow going, I'm sure, but we're excited about it. We're working on it, and I hope that you will take this as just an idea, put it in the old idea folder, or maybe it's something you begin right away because maybe you're involved in Lads to Leaders as well, and you see that, hey, memorizing Ruth, 85 verses is a great way to spend a few months of our time, just a few minutes a day over the course of the next few months. And again, all they have to do to qualify for that particular award, if you would like to do that with Lads to Leaders, is one verse at a time. They memorize all the book of Ruth, that's 85 verses, and then you as parents can find 15 other verses in Scripture that you want to emphasize, maybe some things about attitudes they need to work on, maybe just some other passages you find important or you find encouraging, and you want them to memorize those as well. So there's our family challenge, memorizing a whole book of the Bible together. We hope this has encouraged you, just giving you a quick idea, something to think about, something to stir some thoughts within you, and maybe another family Bible time idea or something that you just would like to do in your spare time as a family. We know you're busy, but memorizing one verse does not take all that long, and the payoff is more than we could even calculate. Thank you for joining us this week on A Legacy of Faith. We look forward to being back with you again very, very soon on the podcast. Make sure you subscribe in iTunes or whatever program you happen to use. Also, make sure you check out our website, alegacyoffaith.us. There you can find where you can subscribe to the entirety of the site, all the blog posts and show notes for podcasts through email. It's free. We don't spam you at all. We don't send you anything other than just the podcast itself, or the show notes and blogs themselves. And you can find the podcast archives there. You can find out more about us. There's all kinds of things there, and we hope you'll check that out at alegacyoffaith.us. Again, thank you for joining us this week, and until next time, remember your family can go to heaven. Just make sure you go there together.